Welcome to Heathen in the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. I'm Merlin.
And I'm Shay.
Today we're going to be talking about a cool opportunity we had a few weeks ago to talk to a Christian about our beliefs.
Yes, yes. And I was the one who kind of made that that whole situation happened.
Yeah.
But it was a very cool experience and I was able to gain a lot, I think. And we just wanted to share that with you all today.
You said it was a college project she had going. She's like with a Christian college here in Colorado.
Right. So I met a person online who I saw was putting out an ad for needing to interview people of a different belief than her for her project. And she was looking for like people of like pagan or witchy descent because she said like that she was in Manitou specifically and she was looking for witches. So
it's a good place.
Right. So I felt like it was a good opportunity to like reach out. It seemed really intriguing and I reached out to her and asked if she would like to interview us and she said yes. So that's kind of what led into us setting up a series of meetings and conversations and hangouts to allow her to complete her assignment. And it was very intriguing. Do you want to share kind of how that was for you?
Well, at first, whenever you told me that it was happening, like, I wasn't sure what to expect of it. I don't know. It was a little nerve-wracking because usually
people are not trying to openly ask you questions.
Christians specifically are usually coming in to try and convert and preach to you in a situation like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, what is this? Is this a college project?
Or are we or getting, is somebody trying to like scam us or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they're trying to sell Bibles. But no, it was actually like a really
very cool experience.
Like it was positive. As soon as she walked in our front door, like I was like, this girl is cool. Like,
yeah.
She's fine. Like there's everything is fine.
So, like, do you want to share, like, how we did the process?
Yeah. I mean, she just asked us a bunch of questions first. She even brought a bottle.
Over a Skype call or whatever. We did, like, a FaceTime at first.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
To just, like, get to know each other. And she was able to ask us a couple of questions then. And then we set up an in-person.
Yeah.
And then she did an immersive project with me. So it was actually really over a couple of weeks, pretty much.
Yeah. I kind of forgot about the Skype call. That all kind of bled together.
Right. Right. So that was a pretty, pretty cool part of it. I feel like talking to her right off the bat, she was like so open and willing to hear what we had to say. And I was just super enthralled with the fact that she was just really cool. And, very, you know, accepting and open and never, you know, felt pushy or weird. Like, I mean, we've even talked about having like a wine date soon. So like we're friends and,
yeah.
And I think that that is like the coolest thing.
I was really I liked how open she was to like everything. Like we did a whole like ritual, like a vanishing
and a manifesting
ritual.
Right.
And she didn't partake. She was just there to observe, but I really liked how like open-minded she was and like all the good questions she had. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was just kind of refreshing to, I guess, share a usually secret part of our life with somebody that if we were going off of like a like stereotypical expectation, it went completely the opposite way that the stereotype would have had it go, because it was actually a really positive experience.
Right. And I feel like that's probably partially what made that a really cool thing to experience, because we needed, I mean, we've come from such a place where it always comes off a little scarring, I think.
Yeah.
And so this was like one of the times that we were able to actually enjoy it without it being very suffocating in that way.
I would honestly say, what? Oh, the time. Sorry. We're on a time crunch because it only does it in 5-minute increments on the recording. So she threw me off. What was your favorite part about the whole thing, do you think?
I would say my favorite part was to share openly. Okay. You
go ahead. You're good.
Because it's not usual that people want to hear about what it is that we believe. Totally. And I do feel like sometimes I did say things that were kind of, you know, poking at the bear a little, you know, just trying to.
I think that's healthy because she wanted to
kind of see why I didn't believe that path.
Yeah.
Right. And I did want to share that with her. I know, and I think we should share some of the things that we did say, but for the most part, yeah, she that was my favorite part. What was your favorite part?
I just liked how like open she was to the whole experience. Just not being like flinchy and like being like totally accepting. Like, I'm honestly like, my next question was going to be like, what was your least favorite part about the whole situation? And mine was going to be like my preconceived notions of how it would go. Like, I'm kind of disappointed in myself because I usually feel like I'm a pretty open-minded person, but I was the one going into the situation with a closed mind.
Yeah.
And then it wound up being totally cool.
Right. So you feel a little let down by yourself.
A little bit, because I was the one being judgy this time at first.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're usually not the judgy type. But I
had my guard up. Like, yeah. It's a situation I thought I was going to have to need to be guarded.
Yeah.
And probably came up off a little bit walled at first. But right. There was no need for that.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that at least you saw that within it, because I felt like it was a very eye-opening experience. For me personally, I felt like least favorite thing, I did feel like when she did mention anything that was Christ-like or Christian-like, I did a little like cringe inside. just inside, because I know. I am not against it, but I know where I stand with it. And I just feel like what I told her was that, you know, whatever resonates with you and makes you feel connected to your higher being, higher power, I am not judging. I believe that everyone has a right to get there however they would like, because there are different deities. There are different religious practices, and we are by no means restricted to only one.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Like, it taught me a little bit, because I've had like definitely a bias against Christianity, and still do 100%. Like, I'm still working on that.
Right.
Like, it's real easy to not necessarily not like Christians, but like to have a bad taste left in my mouth because of Christianity, because of like not only like my upbringing, like the trauma from my upbringing and being raised in a Christian cult, but also like just I don't know, the way that it changes society, it allows society, like Christian society, to like, it allows a lot more room for hate typically.
Right.
Not necessarily hate, but
just those things that are
just the social
associated
issues
associated with being in that mindset.
Yeah.
It just kind of,
because I know how I acted towards other people when I was a Christian, and it wasn't really great.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like there's an underlying sense of
a little bit of like a messiah complex,
right? Well, like, yeah, like, you know, you're feeling like,
but she didn't have that at all. She was very cool.
I mean, like, she definitely was super open and very nice, and we're not disclosing who she is or like her identity, because I didn't ask her to, you know, I didn't ask her if I was even, you know, able to share this or anything. I feel like, you know, in general, she'd be okay with it. We did tell her
we were going to start a podcast.
Right.
And
she
was
super into it.
Interested in being a guest.
Yeah.
So
I think that we might have her on the show sometime to talk to you, everyone, about what where she came from with it and what her mindset was about it. And she did explain to us that for sure it was just to be open-minded because of the where she was going in her career and wanting to be open to many people's religious backgrounds.
Yeah, for sure. I thought that was very cool.
And so I want to say, in general, it was very cool to have that experience.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I've already covered anything, because we pretty well covered
So, We wanted to pretty much kind of share a little bit more, I think, in depth about our practice. And since it is Witchy Wednesday, we want to...
Witchy Wednesday!
Oh my gosh. We want to get into talking a little bit more about, like, our practice in general and how that's been shared with this experience. How we shared that with her directly in that moment. So... Why don't you go first? What would you say is your main practice and how do you do that on a regular basis?
My main practice, I mean, I'm a heathen, so I work with mostly like the Norse pantheon, Odin, Thor, Tyr, all the gods like that. Mm-hmm. Loki a little bit, even though that's flinchy, but you can't work with Odin without working with Loki, because there is no wisdom without chaos.
Right.
But honestly, my everyday the practice balance is more earth-based. Like, I do a lot of earth-based stuff.
Yeah.
And the root of that is, like, I mean, just, I've always been connected to the earth anyway.
But you do a lot of offerings.
Yeah, I do a lot of offerings to Thor and Thor's mother, who is the earth itself. Her name is Yord, which is the root word of where the word yard came from. So that's kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
So, like, just Mother Earth, which also...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's mostly a lot
and
of
you do a lot of stuff worship that I don't do, which is, like, blood sacrifices.
I do, and like, well, not sacrifices, because I'm not killing anything.
Sorry, I'm talking about with his hand, but...
I offer my own blood occasionally. Just as, like, usually, like, with Odin and the Earth, I will make a small blood offering to them occasionally, mostly because I don't drink anymore. So.
Yeah, you used to give them wine offerings well, and a lot of stuff like that. And you do, like, a lot of, like, meditations, you know, where you're kind of, like, connecting with them and stuff like that. So it's very different from, like, what I would do.
Yeah.
And I think that's very cool.
I don't do a lot of, like... spell work that includes, like, ingredients for the most part. I mean, I will make offerings to, like, the land spirits and stuff like that. Like, you know, just things that are safe and environmentally friendly for, like, the local fauna to eat.
Right.
I will make, like, earth offerings and, like, earth spirit offerings. But as far as, like, you know, oils and herbs and stuff like that, I mean, it's, I don't do a lot of that. I do it whenever we do, like, joined spell work, because that's a big part of Shay's, practice. But as far as when I'm practicing by myself, it's mostly just a lot of meditation and talking to the spirits and the occasional blood offering, because I'm a weirdo like that.
It's not weird. It's not weird. I just wanted to share kind of like the differences between, like, you know, the things that we do. I mean, you do like crystals and things like that, but
oh yeah, I love crystals.
Like, we share a love of crystals and things, but for the most part, I was saying just like how, like, distinctively, you know, people can do their practice.
And something I was wanting to touch about that I talked a little bit about in the last episode, but I didn't really get a chance to, like, explain it, and it may have sounded a little ignorant, but when I was talking about, like, I like to take from other pagan philosophies, I said something about, like, there wasn't a lot in the heathen philosophies, which is true. Like, what I was getting at is, like, most of it was written by, like, medieval Christian monks and stuff, so there's not a lot of un-Christianized heathen information. So, I mean, I do use some of that, but most of my practice goes off of my own intuition.
You do a lot of research too, though. You read a lot of books and you study a lot about, like, the whole, like, Norse pantheon. So
yeah, there's a lot of stuff in,
like,
the Eddas.
Yeah, you're learning in your own way. And I think that that is partially why it's so intriguing.
But most of it's my own intuition and my own vibes that I get from the gods themselves, rather than going off of, like, the Eddas completely, which were written by Christians. And there's nothing wrong with that, because it's the only thing we've got. But and there's a lot to take from it. But that's kind of why I lean most off of meditation.
Right.
And my own intuition. Now, what about you?
So I guess for me, mostly, like, I do a lot of, like, what would be considered, like, kitchen witchery, a lot of, like, herbal magic, and, like, I do a lot, like, I connect a lot with the moon and with fire. I feel like since I'm a fire sign, fire yeah. element, I think that I do a lot of candle magic because I do connect a lot with, like, burning things. I feel like that really does get rid of things for me.
You do burn a lot of stuff.
I burn a lot of things. And you know why?
Because setting off the fire alarms all the time.
I have done it once or twice, but it's not like, you know, we've both done it. But yeah, like I burn a lot of things because I really do feel like that's releasing for me. Like seeing it in flames, like is powerful. And
yeah.
The moon itself, like I am a Pisces moon. So my moon connection is super strong. And I just feel like I can tell when like the time is right to do something based off of like what the moon is. And I'm also like just very in sync with the moon. I just feel like very connected in that way. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to be able to incorporate that in my own magical practice. I want to do more practice where that allows me more like self-reflection because I need to do more like shadow work. Mm-hmm. I feel a lot of that has been like popping out in my tarot. Like I do a lot of tarot and oracle and stuff.
Even when I did our ritual with the girl the other night that we were talking about.
Yeah.
That was after we did our ritual, she pulled a card and it was basically saying, that's all cool and shit, but you guys need to do fucking shadow work.
And but the card itself was saying to us pretty much that within shadow work, people see a lot of negativity, but we also need to see positivity as well. And honestly, because it is Witchy Wednesday, I would love to pull a card for our Absolutely. Last like 5 minutes so that we can share it together as a group. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how my practice is. I do a lot of making like tea and making like herbal mixtures and definitely doing like kitchen work, like always wanting to do everything to make us feel better, like naturally. And I love doing that. And that's really a big part of like my life now. The way that I am, like when I became a witch, it really became who I was. It's not just my practice or even my religion, because I don't feel like I even relate to it as a religion. It's more so literally a practice. Every day I do work to become, more one with the earth and myself.
Let's do a couple of fun questions before we get into the card pulling.
Yeah.
Like what is your,
I mean, we still have a whole 10 minutes. So I just want to.
Like what would your like divination like method of choice be?
Divination method? Like, so if I'm looking like, for answers.
Like for mine, I'm definitely more into scrying.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Like I enjoy like, I mean, that's just meditation. I mean, divination in general yeah. is meditation.
Yeah.
But I prefer, like, using my, like crystal ball mm-hmm. and, like, scrying a crystal.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say yours would be?
I definitely feel the most connected to, like, either my runes or tarot.
Yeah.
And I do a little bit of, like, the work with my pendulum, but I don't do that as often because those are just very simple questions. So here and there though, I do pull it out when I want like a quick yes or no. But I do definitely use my tarot cards, oracle cards a lot more when I'm looking for an answer, about something. And sometimes my runes too. So that's kind of like my main choice. And I have a ton of different decks, so it's really fun to just kind of change them out.
I would love to know more about tarot because I have 2 tarot decks and an oracle deck, and I just ordered like a rune oracle deck from Etsy. But I would love to know more about tarot, but it's just so goddamn overwhelming. There's so much information.
Like it's hard for me to tell you more about it. Like I could tell you more about it, but I don't know all about the minor like arcanas because there's a lot of them. I know a little bit about it when I see it. You know what I mean? Like I pull a card and I kind of remember what it's about based off of what it looks like. But yeah. I need to get better at, like, also memorizing more of that information.
I do... I honestly forgot about rune casting. I do quite a bit of rune casting. I haven't lately, but I do. I love working with the runes. But I think primarily scrying would be my chosen means of divination. What about crystals? Do you have any favorite crystals?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I love labradorite. I love citrine and pretty much like any green rock, like or aventrine, or like I have one good piece of moldavite that I like. and I feel like I do have a lot of labradorite though, but that one's like probably my favorite, but I do have a lot of crystals. I have a lot of crystals because I want to like have a ton for everything. What about you?
I love all of the black stones basically. Cause I do a lot of like
protection magic.
Well, I do a lot of like
defensive magic,
dark magic. Yeah. So like
you do a lot of spiky magic. Yeah. Like everything is always nice like out with a bang.
It's nice to have that protective energy. Cause I do a lot of like what would be considered dark or black magic, like that's
and we can go into that on another my specialty. Day.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that today, but like definitely I love like onyx and
obsidian's
really good. I love malachite because it's a good protective stone.
I think you have a lot of tourmaline pieces.
Tiger's eye is great for shadow work because it kind of just lays everything out there in the open and tells you where you're a piece of shit and the shit you need to work on. So
it's kind of like
it doesn't change energy. It just tells you that where the bad energy's at.
Right. So at least there's like a commonality there. Like we love to go crystal shopping and like just get pieces to put on our freaking tables to look at, like whatever, because we're feeling a type of way. But That's a great way for us to connect.
I think what's funny is you're like a hedge witch, so you do have like a lot of ingredients, like tools.
Yeah.
In your practice, and I don't really like feel like I have to have tools, but I have so much more clutter than you do.
have a lot of books. You have a lot of crystals.
There's so much shit on my altar.
You have a lot of like little statues and like what I would call like representory pieces, like the Odin statue and like the Merlin statue, and the fact that you've got like little crows and ravens and stuff, just showing like that you definitely do believe more in like the actual like deity practice, you know, like feeling connected to someone, a stature of the magic
for sure.
Right.
And most of the time, even though I do believe that there are like external, like helpful spirits, like gods or demons, or I mean, any of that, like a lot of times the reason I keep the pieces on my altar, like the Odin statue or the Merlin statue, I've got a little Mimir's head from the Norse pantheon.
Mm-hmm.
He's like supposed to be the most wise being in all of existence, according to the Norse pantheon. But like, I use them as like meditation pieces and try and find and cultivate those traits within myself rather than it's not much worship as much as it is like trying to cultivate those attributes within myself.
Right.
So, I mean, I do believe in the gods and all of that, but I also believe that my power comes within me, from within me.
Right, right.
And it's up to me to make the next move in my life.
And how you use it and how things go.
Yes.
Because I will say that, like, ever since we did come to this path, like, we have become way more, like, less despaired. Does that make sense? Like,
I feel
like we used to look at life and say, like, this is going tragically wrong.
Oh, shit, yeah. Something would happen and we'd be like, why in the fuck is God doing this to me? And now something will happen and we'll be like, well, we're fucking idiots for letting that happen. And
now we just got to decide what we're going to do next. and like, I feel better about myself, like, in life, just knowing that not everything feels like a crisis. Because I feel a little bit more in control of my life. And I think that that's like, not just because we're witchy, but because that's what it does when you feel right in your path. You feel more secure about your choices.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, let's do the card pull, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now that we've...
Now that we're kind of like to the end of the episode here.
Yeah, we're getting close.
We just wanted to kind of share like what cool experience we had with that whole thing.
What's the meaning of this card pull? Or like,
so I'm going to pull a card basically just to share pretty much like a message with everyone today. Just a nice message that everyone needs to hear.
This is for you guys.
Including us, including you, the universe. Like, what does the message need to be for us today? And I think that's the energy that I want to put out today. I just want to hear what the universe needs me to hear, because sometimes you just don't know what it is you need to hear until it pops up. And so, let's see. The message today is going to be the Seven of Wands. Do you like the way that card looks?
I do.
I'm actually using my Light Seers Tarot deck today. And I just got this deck like a couple of months ago, and I'm just like very new to using it. But the card itself is pretty much showing you that there are challenges that do present themselves, which is normal. But you can find that within yourself, the protection, the energy, the vulnerability that you need to move forward in self-expression is there.
Yeah.
And that no matter how, right, like no matter how life gets thrown at you,
you can fucking handle it.
There is room for growth, and there is room for moving ahead to create new energy. And just, I think that's like a really nice message to get today, because sometimes
we kind of needed that today.
Yeah, because sometimes when you're feeling like really attacked and just like overwhelmed by something, it's really hard to feel like motivated to move forward. And like just knowing that you have that within you, the well-being and the strength to align with against that negativity and move forward is exactly like, you know, don't let anybody freaking stop you, man. No. Don't let anybody stomp on your dreams.
You're a freight train.
And it does have a little, like, I did look it up in the book here. It just has a cute little message I wanted to hear. But it does say, I am deserving of this success, and I will bravely shine my light into the world.
Beautiful.
I like that.
That's nice.
It is very nice.
We needed that. I know some of you guys out there probably needed that, too.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we
did. I'm glad to share it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so
I'm going to share that card on our...
on the Instagram. So if you're not on our Instagram, let's go ahead and share that now.
We are on Instagram at Heathen and a Hedge, or Heathen and the Hedge podcast. And we are also on Facebook at the same handle. I think it's just Heathen and the Hedge.
Heathen and the Hedge podcast on Instagram. And so you could find us on both places, and we will be sharing...
yeah.
All kinds of stuff. Like I said, Friday will be our episode to talk about something freaky, something weird, UFO, aliens, whatever. So if you guys have any suggestions, please throw it to us.
Because there's so much.
Let us know how you guys are liking this podcast. It's been really fun so far to record it. We're going to be getting our new microphone next week. And so I'm really excited for our episodes to take off.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for watching or listening.
Yeah.
To the Heathen and the Hedge. I'm Merlin.
And I'm Shay.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Blessed be, y'all.
We love you.